Hola.
Hola.
¿Cómo estás?
Bien, ¿y tú?
Bien. We should have just like an episode, just us asking each other how we are, you
Just
know?
back and forth in multiple languages,
Well, I
or?
was just thinking like we never actually get to anything. We just have a whole other conversation.
Just an intro?
Exactly. It's forever an intro.
We could make one for sure.
So far, we haven't diverged off that.
This is really shaping up to be that.
It's already been 30 seconds.
Do you want to introduce yourself?
My name is Ben or Mr. G.
I'm Peyton or Miss Rich.
And this is a recording to kind of help document this kind of classroom project experiment game thing that I've got going on. And we're trying to increase engagement, trying to kind of, what's that, gamify learning, I
Yes.
guess. What are your associations with the phrase singularity?
It kind of gives me like sci-fi, like we're all gonna have one mind, Matrix, creepy vibes. Like if I had
Gotcha.
to, like nail down my associations with singularity,
I guess,
that's
like,
kind
how would you
of.
define a singularity then?
I didn't know there was gonna be a quiz.
Yeah, there's a pop quiz. You're an English teacher, you're supposed to know the definition of all words.
Jeez, thank you.
You're
You
welcome.
do I like you like reading? You know all words?
Yeah.
I would define singularity as like a situation in which a collective becomes only one thing. So like if minds reach a singularity, like there's only one thought process as opposed to like however many thought processes there are people, or if like I can't think of another example. Like if you have like five globs and then they all come together to be one
A
glob, that would be a singularity, I guess.
unifying moment. Yeah, they
Yeah.
talk about this in like with like ChatGPT, which I know that there's like a generalized term because there's a bunch of AIs now, but everyone just kind of refers to ChatGPT in the way they refer to search engines as Google.
Yeah.
They refer to this concept in language chatbots of like the singularity being like when they're moving at such a pace where we can call them sentient.
Got it.
And I think you also sometimes have this concept of a singularity inside of like black holes, where like all of that, like after the event horizon, after you go into the dark part of the black hole, in theory there's this like concentration of mass, which just kind of forms this like infinitely small point, which is the singularity. And it's kind of when I think of a singularity, I think of like just I guess like events, like or I don't know, maybe a process like speeding up and collapsing in on itself to become something new and something which it was not originally. I think we're approaching a singularity.
You really went
With
with a
this
cold open
project,
for this
I went with
episode,
the cold open.
didn't you? Okay, we're approaching a
I think
singularity.
we're approaching a singularity, and it's becoming difficult for me to navigate that. And fourth period in particular was really difficult to navigate. I want, you know, I okay. I'll before we get into that, I'll give like a very brief overview of like some of the events that happened, but they're kind of just not important to me, you know,
Okay.
because there's, you know, like the suburb cartel upgraded their plane, Gucci napkin transferred it to Toenail, and then Toenail attacked, which
Attacked.
attacked Fergus,
Right.
and to me, they're just gonna go back and forth forever, and that'll never make progress. Have you ever played like the Game of Life, John Conway's Game of Life?
I've played the board game Life,
Not
but
the same.
no, I haven't.
It's like this like computer program almost, or like a set of rules, wherein like when one like square of a grid is illuminated, then it has rules for if the squares around it are illuminated,
Okay.
basically, and it creates these like patterns that like evolve like very quickly, and they study it a lot in like chaos theory because it's very hard to determine if this is like if you put like a series of dots on the grid, like, will this go on forever or will it stop, kind of thing. And
okay,
it's like this very convoluted thing, and basically there are some patterns that happen in the game of life where you can say, like, this will just go on forever in the same way that it's happening right now.
Okay.
And you can just look at it and tell.
And so this is what you foresee happening with the Sabra Cartel and Fergus. Yeah,
exactly. This is reached its kind of Nash equilibrium of, like, the best play is always to, like, attack back, and, like, I don't see it that ever changing.
Got it.
You know?
Well, also, this game doesn't have a win condition.
It doesn't have a win condition, which is another thing I want to address. But just in terms of events, they upgraded the attack, the plan, they attacked Fergus. Gucci Napkin pinned $5 on the board and told me to send it to Fergus, which was kind of like a funny callback to when Maxville did the same thing to Moliscata.
Yes, uh-huh.
So that's interesting that is now kind of officially a pattern of behavior.
Yeah, that is funny.
Of, you have nothing, so I'm going to give you something and attack you. Maybe our psychologist can weigh in on that. Okay, now we're into fourth period, which was what we needed to talk about.
But there is a psychologist. We do have, yeah. We do have lots of material for you.
But we are approaching a singularity in fourth period.
Talk to me about that.
Wherein I think the events that are happening at such a rate that it is about to transform into something else. And I came in lunch today saying, like, fourth period, like, exhausted me, and, like, I think I want to pull the game.
Yeah.
And I was talking about pulling the game to these guys as well, kind of when I went in back in my room at lunch, they were hanging out, some of them. And, like, don't pull it. Like, it's still, like, we're still, like, playing the game. But basically, what happened in fourth was, Maxville is suing Moliscata. He's not just suing Moliscata.
Okay.
He's suing four Sentinels.
Why?
At once. And he's claiming that they're preemptively evading taxes. It's this kind of obviously BS claim.
How do you preemptively evade taxes?
The idea was no taxes have been enacted yet by Lala.
Okay.
By President Lala. Mm-hmm. And Moliscata giving money to Ozalor was a preemptive tax evasion, according to
I would argue Maxwell. That only the president could sue someone for tax evasion.
But all of that aside, whether the logistics, because there's so many protests, and then Maxville is like, now he's bringing in Dissociated and Cheeto into this, and he's trying to bring in Mariposa, and he's like, at one point he's claiming he's going to sue the entire class. And
okay.
It was very exhausting for me, because there's a bit of trial fatigue, I think, that's happening in that class. Uh-huh. Where there might be maybe getting a little bit tired of Maxville just kind of always, like, bringing up a claim, in the same way that you have, like, outrage fatigue or, you know, mm-hmm. franchise fatigue. You see, like, too many Marvel movies and you're like, I can't handle any more Marvel movies for the mm-hmm. next future. I think they're having trial fatigue. And it, you know, things kind of got out of hand where, so Maxville's, like, trying to, like, sue half the class, and Cheeto's up there arguing that, like, you know, this shouldn't be. But while Cheeto is up there arguing, Cheeto and Fergus sit next to each other, and Fergus put his envelope on Cheeto's chair face down. Okay. Cheeto gets back to his seat, picks up the envelope. Fergus is suddenly claiming, you're handling my envelope, that's illegal. This rapidly spirals. I was not able to keep a cap on this. Where suddenly people are literally, like, holding their envelopes and rubbing them against, like, the Max villains or the Sentinels, and claiming that because they're touching it, that,
oh my lord,
it was like 5-year-olds.
Yeah, I've often say the center of the Venn diagram between toddlers and teenagers has a lot more material mm-hmm. than you would think.
But, and this is difficult to navigate for I think one of the biggest reasons why this was difficult to navigate was because I just handed off so much power to the president.
Yeah.
And I just handed off so much power of the power of deciding when something goes to trial goes to the president, you know? And so suddenly they're doing this kind of back and forth between me and Lala whenever they say they want to sue someone.
Yeah.
You know? And so, you know, like, I made the announcement today as a check and balance that, like, the judicial branch can enforce the law on the president. But, you know, when Maxville wants to take something to trial against, like, the four of the people who are judges currently, like, kind of what's the order of operations there? And,
yeah.
And so, you know, because Moliscata is not a judge, but Oslor is still a judge, you know. And so there's a lot of, like, Maxwell claims he's suing. He goes to Lala. Then there's like a debate between the Sentinels and like Lala. But then they kind of all look to me, you know.
You're and still the authority in the room.
I'm still the authority figure, but like I just don't know how to navigate this when I've given up some of my power, basically.
Yeah, and also you've never done it before.
I've never done it before, and the thing is. I don't want to, so to speak, not give up my power.
Yes.
I really like this idea. This is the idea that we're kind of approaching a singularity here, that Lala can decide what goes to trial. What I don't like is that it's creating an incredibly chaotic classroom in the meantime.
Yes.
You know, and this is, I think, one of the reasons I was so, like, pro get rid of it earlier today was because I just don't think I introduced things correctly and introduced them in the correct order.
Well, I mean, this is why we're doing this.
Yeah, no, it is why we're doing this.
Growth isn't always linear.
Yeah, but I was just trying to figure out like how could I like better approach handing off power and allowing the president to have these, like, kind of, so to speak, big-ticket issues. And one of the things that occurred to me, actually, on the way over here to this recording was that I think I'm on right on the edge of being needed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm right on the edge of being necessary, and I think that's really bad. Because the kids know how the game works at this point.
Yes.
And Lala is just new to being in power, but we've yet to have, you know, Lala really have the confidence to kind of, like, step up and say, like, all right, this is going to trial. You know, how are you going to run your jury? Like, I think Lala knows what things I would say, but it's like your first day as a teacher where you walk into the room and you're like, I guess I'm in charge now.
Yes, it's always, you know, a scary moment.
And so every time Lala hesitates, people look to me, you know,
yeah.
when it should be, like, maybe Lala's call. And so in that way, I think I'm really hindering things because I think Lala should be pressured to make these decisions, but I'm just not quite. I didn't have that awareness that was maybe the issue until, like, right now.
Can I offer a different perspective?
What's up? Tell me anything.
Perhaps it's not necessarily that you're. It's not necessarily that there's, like, unsurety or, like, Lala is unable to, like, understand that, like, this is the power that he has to access. What if it's more like you are the support, like, they're checking in with you because they trust you, because they need to know that you're there. It's like if I were to do the metaphor of, like, teaching someone to ride a bike, which I'm a bad person to employ this metaphor because I didn't learn how to ride a bike until I was 13, but let's imagine that, you know, you have the system where, like, you hold the back of the seat. Yeah. And you reach a point in that system where, like, the person is pedaling, and they know they're pedaling, and they know they can do it without you. Yeah. But they still, the little kid still wants you to be holding on to the back of the bike.
That's exactly what I mean, yeah.
Yeah. I guess I would, I am not necessarily viewing that as like, a really bad thing or something that's even, like, really detrimental. I think that your position there can always be, like, I'm here if you want to talk it out, but this is your decision. Like, as long as it's in the bounds of the game and in the bounds of our classroom agreements, like, you got this. Perhaps he's just looking to you for a little bit of, like, a confidence booster, a reassure.
Yeah, and I guess, like, I felt like that analogy, but I was, like, sprinting today.
Yeah.
You know? I think he does know, and it's just, it's not that he doesn't, like, understand the power, but, like, he hasn't really felt comfortable yet doing it, you know? He hasn't done it on his own yet.
Well, he's only been the president for a
I'm not trying to criticize, like, a 16, 17-year-old kid.
I know you're not trying to criticize La La Land. I'm just saying, I think maybe you're being a little bit hard on yourself. Like, I think that maybe it just needs time. Like, I don't think you should view this as, like, a something that's that's necessarily a bad outcome, or, like, it could be certainly a difficult moment and a challenge, but I don't think that it's, I don't think that it's bad or that it shows that, like, the game, like, is at, like, a like a complete
breaking
halting
point.
Breaking point. Yeah, I think it's more like you are in the incline of a moment of of a moment of growth in the game, maybe.
Yeah, and so I guess
do not despair, I guess, is what my message is.
Yeah, I guess it feels like we really, like, I feel like maybe the healthiest thing for, like, this game to progress would be for me to, like, leave the room.
Oh, you can't do that.
No, I know I can't, but, like, you know, or just, like, duct tape my mouth shut or something and just, like, make this, like, really, like, symbolic statement of, like, this is your game now.
I mean, I think you can just tell them that.
Yeah, and, well, again, this occurred to me on the drive over.
Yeah.
But just, like, the, like, you know, there was with this, like, all this, like, envelope touching and, like, I'm gonna sue that, like, people probably said, I'm gonna sue X, like, you know, 50 times that period. Like, it was just, like, everyone was suing everybody. And there was no, like, management. And I think it's because they were, you know, looking at me to tell them not to. And I was looking at Lala to tell them not to, because that was kind of the power that I'd handed off to him. But I think if I, like, stuffed myself in the closet, so to speak, and just, like, had little eye holes, and, like, I couldn't, you know, I couldn't speak anything, I couldn't intervene, I think Lala would have calmed it down a little bit. You know, like, if it was on him to be the leader, I don't think he would have accepted, you know, everybody claiming that they're suing everybody. I don't think he would have accepted that. I think, but it's hard. I mean, this is a kid. This is very much a kid.
Yeah.
He's a super smart kid. He said something earlier today that which really cracked me up. I was getting kind of done with this class because they were just kind of, I felt like I was sprinting the whole class.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely know the feeling.
And at one point I was like, all right, I'm done with you guys. I'm not coming back tomorrow, which actually is true.
We have a professional development that we're going to tomorrow.
But I was like, all right, Mariposa gets to choose all of your guys' grades. I was like,
I've made that joke before.
Yeah, I was like, I don't want to deal with this anymore. Mariposa gets to choose all your guys' grades. And Maxville, like, turns to Mariposa and he says, hey, can I have an A? And Lala goes, you know, I'd be good with a C.
I'd be good with a C.
Totally cracked me up.
That's funny.
Yeah, you know, there's this kind of some sort of, like, tipping point, breaking point, leap of faith that, like, needs to happen that I don't know how to navigate. And I feel this very strong desire to, like, set up, like, a real good structure, you know? And, like, maybe we need to practice, like, the judges putting the president in check or something, and like establish that as a protocol and like what they can do and what they can't do. But like, that's, I think that's where the desire to pull the game comes from, is I've not given that structure.
Yeah.
I don't think. I think I've given a lot of structure.
Yes.
And I think I've given like a lot of,
maybe you've given like a lot of structure, but not practice when you introduce a new dynamic. Yeah,
something like that, maybe, you know. And I really want to hand off struggling with these difficult, like the dream. The dream is to hand off these really difficult questions that I have to the class. These really difficult questions like the invention of the trial, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Like when Maxwell and Fergus first had that trial.
Mm-hmm.
That was just a solution that I came up with. But I would love if the students were confident enough in the game and they understood the game well enough that they could develop their own solutions for these unforeseen problems. And that's my goal, is to be able to develop a framework where students can take these new problems and process them themselves without me having to be the one that steps in. And I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, it's a big question. Perhaps I'm not the best person to ask, because I sometimes have a hard time like letting go and like pushing mm-hmm. them
to
do it by themselves. I have
mm-hmm.
That's a thing that I struggle with too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, I don't know, it's an ongoing process, and I think you just kind of have to try out a couple things and
mm-hmm.
and see what works.
I think for sure going into next year, and that's another reason why I'm kind of aiming to pull this, maybe, is because I'm thinking about next year way more than I'm thinking about this current year.
I understand.
You know, and but you know, like maybe for next year, like we're thinking about, like, we start with the legal system. I think for sure we start with the legal system, and for sure we start with some system of writing laws, and some system of judging laws, and some system of enforcing laws. I think we just start ground zero. That's where
before the stocks.
Before the stocks.
Okay.
You know, before we do anything. I mean, I guess maybe you need the stocks just to give some sort of framework.
Yeah, I was going to say, otherwise you're making laws in a scenario that doesn't necessarily make sense.
But, you know, just introduce it as, like, an irrelevant unit first.
Mm-mm.
You know, of like, oh, like, how would you write a law or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, that'd be good.
We just, it, like, phase one is phase zero, so to speak, mm-hmm. and it's this legal unit. And we develop these protocols and we practice them in these like hypothetical situations first, before the stocks are brought in. You know, like, oh, you have this issue, you have this issue, these are the laws that we wrote, you know, figure it out. And so maybe that's the first step, is step zero is this legal unit. And because I think the framework is so important on that, and introducing it as late as it just evolved to be, I think was detrimental.
Yeah, that's good reflection for next year for sure.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm still, despite how unevolved they behaved today, you know, like we all have days where,
oh my goodness,
I call them head between your knees days.
Oh,
you know, yeah. Where you just have to put your head between your knees and like wait for the day to go over, wait for the period to be done.
Wait for the wave to go over your head.
That was my fifth period last year.
Yeah, I mean, geez, I have days like that all the time. I think most people experience days like this in their profession, but I definitely think teachers have days like this.
Yeah.
And those days are really, really hard, because you do in those moments think, I'm going to throw it all out the window, you know, screw this. Everything I'm doing in this unit or in this day is shit. Like, I'm just going to give up now. And like you do, like I have those thoughts for sure.
Yeah. And I think,
it's really, they're not fun. And they bring up a lot of questions. Like, should I just pull this game? Should I just pull this unit?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm curious to say, you said in spite of that, you're feeling, how are you feeling?
I'm not sure I understand the question.
Because you started out with saying that, like, even though you're having this feeling, you, and then you moved into the thought about the head between your legs. It sounded like there was going to be a negation at the end of your sentence.
I don't know what I was trying to say.
Okay.
Maybe we'll run it back later.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm thinking a lot about the future of this game and less so about the present and just how to create that framework. I think the framework's super vital, and I don't know, maybe just like more organization, a ticket system. What I want more than else is for them to be able to problem solve on their own with each other.
Yeah.
And I think it's possible. I think that with this game, we've gotten very close for kind of a first try.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Many things have gone super well.
Many things have gone
super well. And better than you expected.
Yeah. And then one thing I'm split on is, should the game have an objective?
That's a hard question to answer, because in my mind, the objective is that students are, like, invested in the grade and in each other's grades, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's sort of the jumping off point.
Yeah.
So then how does that sort of translate at this point? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But, yeah, not having a win condition sort of does make it difficult of knowing, like,
or maybe
how to continue it or when to pull
it.
Yeah.
Maybe having, like, a win condition which is not only for one person. Like, get $1,000.
Oh.
That's your win condition. You get $1,000, you win. Do I include a grade with this assignment? You know, to increase buy-in. You know, that's another thing I'm looking at is engagement. Because right now, another reason why I'm feeling not so great about this game is the engagement is super lopsided and super concentrated in a few people. We have Gucci Napkin and the Subway Cartel. It's, like, into this game. And they want to, like, fight people and mess them up. And, like, a bunch of people in fourth. But, you know, like, two people in third.
Right.
You know.
I think it'd have to be, like, a rubric grading system for sure.
But, you know, like, if you get $1,000. I like that as, like, a win condition or something.
Right, yeah.
But just something that, like, increases participation or something like that. And I don't know. I honestly don't have any more, like, direct notes to work off of, other than saying other notes for the future. Momentum is super important.
Yeah.
I think spring break really hurt this.
Yeah, that's understandable. And I think spring break really hurts a lot of things in that way. And it's always kind of hard to get over that hump.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the hero's journey?
Yes, yeah.
I think that, you know, the part of the hero's journey, I forget what they're all called, but in the hero's journey, for those of you who are not familiar, it's this, like, storytelling framework, basically, that, like, you can apply to almost all stories, but there's a part in the hero's journey that's, like, I forget, is it called the abyss or something like that?
It's where, like, all is lost.
Right, yeah, where our hero is, like, all is lost, and, like, it's, like, my journey has reached its end, like,
yeah,
it ends
here. Yeah,
I can't
go any further.
Right, and then we have the, like, the step after that, where, like, the hero ends up, like, they're conquering the final challenge or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm hopeful that this is just that part for you right now.
I don't even think it's that part. I think we're still in the rising action.
Okay.
I think we're probably going to wrap up season one in, like, the next week or so.
Yeah.
But I think that there will be a season two, and I think season two will be better. That's not me trying to hype this up, but
no.
I do.
No, everything's always better the second time you do it. But I think, like, with this class, this is that. I'm hopeful that it's that moment.
Yeah. Well, the singularity is inside of a black hole, so slight leap of faith there. gosh, there's another point I wanted to hit. It was kind of like about engagement, maybe. I don't know. Like they say, can't be that important if you forgot it. Which is a shame, because my memory's pretty bad.
No, I think that you have a lot to kind of think
on. Oh, sorry. Rising stakes. That was something else I wanted to focus on for next time, was looking at rising stakes and looking at how are we going to go from like this, like, you know, make it more engaging for them. And I think one of those things is, if there even is a warfare dynamic next time, saving that for the very end.
Yes.
You know, that is like kind of the natural peak. And once, I think once the warfare dynamic hit this time, kind of all was lost too for early. Like a lot of kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it has to be more balanced. But I'm really optimistic about it kind of for next year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. That's it for me. Do you have anything?
No, just that I'm really enjoying going through this process with you.
Thank you.
And it's, seeing how it goes.
I'm glad you're here with me.
Oh, I'm glad to be here.
Okay. So, I guess for those of you listening and paying attention, or just for those of you listening and not paying attention.
which is a phenomenon we're used to as teachers.
Yeah. we're probably going to wrap up season one here. I think I want to do this. I think this is a second semester type of activity.
Agreed.
I think that first semester I want to get to know the kids before I do
absolutely.
Something like this.
I absolutely agree with that.
So we'll probably have a couple more episodes, maybe one or two, but they're going to be, I think, probably more retrospective in nature.
Yeah.
And then watch out for next January, February sometime for when this picks back up again, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. For now.
Vaya con Dios.
Permanecer con Dios.